USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the release of a grand jury report on the sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania over decades, the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. is defending himself. The report alleges more than 300 priests abused over 1,000 children over a course of decades, and it accuses current Washington Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl of protecting abusive priests during his 18 years as Archbishop of Pittsburgh. He addressed the issue at a mass yesterday.
The pain and the suffering is something that we need to accept responsibility for in helping survivors.
He didn't address his role in the report at the service, but denies the allegations. The jury heard closing arguments yesterday in the bank and tax fraud case against former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort and will begin deliberations today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Wee-oh! You melted me! I've melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done! Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
President Trump makes good on a threat to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. Now, U.S. Senator Mark Warner, top Democrat on the intelligence panel, says it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
I'm going to be talking to both Democrats and Republicans alike how we make sure that this doesn't become a normal practice out of this very unusual White House.
The White House saying it's also still reviewing clearances of other individuals, including former FBI Chief James Comey and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Hundreds of newspapers across the nation running editorials today defending freedom of the press. They're a rebuke against President Trump, who's been calling media organizations the enemy of the people. The Boston Globe is behind the efforts today. It says in a piece that labeling the press the enemy of the people is un-American. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More positive economic news is released by the government, and USA's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 0.1% retail analysts had forecast. Sales were almost 6.5% higher than in July of last year. Big gains in clothing and motor vehicles driving the increase last month. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs also better than expected. The figures show productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest performance in 3 years. Labor costs are down 0.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Students returned to that Parkland, Florida high school for their first new school year since 17 people died in a Valentine's Day massacre. School Board Chair Rosalind Osgood talked about what it was like to be back at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Today was somewhat of a bittersweet day as we remember the 14 students, 3 staff persons that we lost, the 17 that was injured, and the countless hearts that have been broken.
The school opened with $6.5 million in security enhancements, including new classroom locks, 18 safety monitors, and upgraded video surveillance. Campuses will be running a code red drill at least once a month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.